Chris, quite a game and quite a performance against Fulham. To open the scoring at a time when you were playing exceptionally well, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, great. Obviously, strikers are there to score, and that's where I was in the right position at the right time. It was a great run from Harry. I don't think he's used to sort of being so far up the pitch, but putting a great ball. I don't know if it was a shot or a cross, but I managed to get a toe to it.
Confirmation, though, if ever that it was needed, he fancied himself as a bit of a striker.
Are you Harry? Yeah. I'm sure. I think probably thinks he can play anywhere, to be fair.
And with increased competition now coming into the squad and potentially a striker pending between now and Friday, that's not done you any harm at all?
No. I mean, as I've just said before, it's all healthy competition, and you'll have to be at the top of your game, otherwise there's other good players that'll come in your place. So it'll be tough now, but I think there'll be a lot of changes from now to the end of the season.
In terms of the performance overall, you were handling Fulham, weren't you? You were keeping them at arm's length. They weren't doing a great deal at that time. And the sending off comes, and it's kind of changed the pattern of the game.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I didn't see much of the second half, but that's what I've been told. Obviously, you go down to 10 men against a Premiership side, they're going to have a lot of the ball, and it's going to put more pressure on us. But the lads have done great to only concede one.
And perhaps almost nick it in the end. I mean, did you get a chance to see the penalty decision?
No, I haven't seen it, but the management and the lads are all unhappy with the decision. They all seem to think it was a stonewall penalty, but like I said, I've not seen it.
The performance, though, perhaps growing indication of the growing confidence within this team, defensively and going forward with some of the players we've seen today. Murphy and Flynn particularly seem to have come on leaps and bounds in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's confidence and fitness, but like you said, they're both getting it now and going at players, taking players on, and they look a threat against whatever team they play against. They're both great against Villa, and they've both been great today again.
What's your view been of the players that have slotted in the debutants today?
Yeah, fantastic. I think John Brayford was excellent, considering the amount of games he's played this season. I mean, he's hardly played, and to play 90 minutes and show the energy levels he did was great. The bit I saw of the second half, Stefan was good, looked comfortable on the ball, and as did Bob. All good, really.
It seems obvious that the Blaze deserve something from this game. It would have been a shame had you have lost it right at the end.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the energy levels the lads put in today, the work rate was very high. And like you said, I think we deserve something out of the game. I know they had a lot of chances towards the end, but that's always going to be the case, being down to 10 men. So like you said, it was a delight to see us hang on in the end.
Now you know a little bit about them and have seen this group of Fulham players playing. I know there's one or two missing today, but there's still some good players out there. Do you fancy your chances maybe down at Craven Cottage?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough game. But yeah, we've nothing to be scared of. I mean, we've drawn with them at home, so there's no reason why we can't go and get a result there.